Thank you, Duane. Hello, everyone. This is Mario. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the RCERT teleconference call on 11 December 2017, 17 hours UTC. On the call we have today Duane, Kim, Cabe, and we also have Howard. We have apologies from Peter, Jim, and Brad. And we didn't hear anything from Carlos Martinez yet. On behalf of the staff, we have Steve Sheng and myself, Duane Call Management. And with this, Duane, over to you to begin the call. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Mario. Yeah, so as I said, this may be a pretty light meeting, but let's get it done anyway. And Mario, can you take us through the first item, which is a review of the action items and then the minutes?
Certainly. Thank you, Duane. For the action items, actually, from our previous meetings, we have staff to publish the minutes, transcripts, and audio recording from 16 October and 29 October 2017 to the conference call. The second one, Steve Sheng to remove ICANN staff from our CERT mailing list, David Olive, Glenn DeSangare, Kathy Schnitt, and Trang Guyen. And the last one is Maria to share a doodle poll with our CERT member to select the next our CERT teleconference call. Being those mentioned, all of these action items actually have been resolved. If you have any questions, please actually let me know. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Mario. Did somebody recently join?
Yeah, it's Russ. I apologize. Hey. I was on earlier, but that'll be totally locked up my machine. I had to reboot everything.
Oh. Thanks for persevering, Russ. Glad to have you. Okay, so the action items are reviewed and complete, and next we're on to approving the minutes from the November meeting. Does anyone have any questions or concerns about the minutes? And if not, perhaps someone would like to make a motion to approve.
I'm happy to move.
I'll check.
All right, thank you. Did you get those noted down, Mario?
Yes, Cave, and if I am not wrong, Kim.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, so next, let's move on to item four on the agenda, which is a discussion, a continuing discussion of the survey that we had done before. So as before, at this point, I'll request that we sort of go into our executive session and ask Mario to suspend the recording for now.
Thank you, Duane. This meeting has been resumed.
Okay, thank you very much, Mario. So the next topic for the agenda is the statements of interest. And I believe that we have a good number of statements of interest at this point. We have seven. There's just a couple of folks that still need to provide them. And I think Mario and I will discuss the best way to make those available via the RZERC website, whether that's you know, directly posted there, or I know in the case of RSAC, they live on some sort of wiki, so that's another option as well. I'm not sure what else there is to say about that other than we need to just get these last two folks to submit theirs, and then we can declare success on that. Yeah. Any other comments from you, Mario, about the statements of interest?
Thank you, Steve. Duane, I'm sorry. We have, as you mentioned, we have almost completed actually all the statement of interest. We are basically keeping the same format for every one of you, and we're discussing right now whether actually how to integrate it into the main website or just add basically a wiki link, as you mentioned before. I think we're just waiting from Peter, who mentioned that actually he will be hearing from his job, and then we'll just be ready to go.
Okay. Great. Thank you. All right. Next on the agenda is something that I think you've had a heads up on, and that is a discussion that we should have, or a proposal to suspend the monthly regular meetings. In my opinion, our ZERC has done a lot of work this year to get its procedures going, and we've done our exercise with potential topics. And at this point, I'm not sure that there are reasons for us to continue meetings every month. That is until our services are requested, something comes our way, then of course we can resume the meetings. But until then, I would propose that we stop the regular meetings and perhaps consider, if we find, for example, that a number of us will be present at a face-to-face meeting in one of the ICANN meeting venues, then it would make sense to have a get-together there. But otherwise, I don't see a reason to continue the monthly meetings. Anyone like to express a different opinion or support or anything? Russ, go ahead.
Thanks, Duane. I agree it's the right thing to do to suspend our monthly meetings, but I think I'm also in agreement with Peter's suggestion on the mail list. I think this was either yesterday or this morning, that it'd be good to pick a time before the ICANN 61 meeting to at least have a short phone meeting or a short touch base meeting to say if there's anything that we want to do or anything at the ICANN meeting. I don't know that we got any feedback from the last ICANN meeting, but people might want to hear an update there. So I would support is Peter's suggestion that we just try to touch base at least once before the meeting in Puerto Rico to make sure we could decide in a definitive manner what, if anything, we wanted to do there.
Okay, Russ, is there a reason you would prefer like a telephone conference touch base or just do that over the mailing list?
I guess we could do it over the mailing list. We sometimes get better attention from folks if we try to get people on a phone call, even if we just schedule it for 30 minutes.
Okay.
It's just an attention, because we all get so much email, it's easy to miss and overlook something or intend to respond and just not get to it. Where we schedule a meeting and get people on the phone, then we'll be more likely, I think, to get affirmative decisions one way or the other out of folks.
Okay, thank you. Kaveh, go ahead.
Duane, so I fully support your proposal, and I'm neutral to what Peter and Russ just said, because if you're needed for anything, including to present or to give answers or communicate during any ICANN meeting, then we should meet. But until an action is required from us, I don't think we even need to meet. So I would keep it to the mailing list, and if there is an action required from our ZERC, including presenting, then we should meet. Otherwise, we don't need to meet.
Okay. Thank you, Kaveh. Anyone else?
Duane, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. Go ahead.
Comment. I think it's probably useful to at least meet face-to-face once a year, probably at an ICANN meeting and have a kind of a public session at an ICANN meeting. Even though there's not much, but at least, you know, update the community on a yearly basis. So that's one suggestion. The other is a question we have. We have this list of, you know, 30 or 40 topics, and we had lengthy discussions on almost each one of them. Are we going to try to document some of these discussions and then use it and kind of archive it as an internal RZERC document, although not for public consumption? So that's my question.
Okay. So let's see. First on the meetings, yes, I agree that we should meet. We should have a public meeting once a year, and I would assume that the fall AGM meeting is generally the right place to do that. If not, please let me know. Regarding the topics and whatnot that we've gone through, my intention and assumption was that this would just be an internal exercise just for us to sort of get our brains thinking about some of the issues that might come our way, but not necessarily to be taken down as a formal document or shared outside this group, really. I think that any specific request that comes to RZERC is going to be, have more details than we had in our survey topics, and the specifics are going to really drive the discussion at that point. So I'm not really sure that our responses to the survey are going to be particularly useful in specific requests that come to RZERC. But really, my goal was just to get it sort of get the juices flowing and get us thinking about some of these items.
Just to quickly follow up, Duane. Yes, I agree. This should not be a public document. One thing I'm thinking is, you know, RZERC members have like appointment times. Some of these topics, you know, some of the members will, you know, appointing organization will appoint new members. So this is part of a kind of a institutional history to capture for future discussions and needs. So that's just a suggestion for your consideration. Thanks.
Okay. Well, let's you and I and Mario talk more about this, I guess, after the meeting, and we can decide how to deal with that.
Sure, thanks.
Howard, go ahead.
I was actually going to ask if there are any requirements from the original foundation of the RZERC committee, not necessarily charter-wise, but just did we have any meeting requirements that we need to meet? If not, I'm fine with going to the list, save the fact that if there are new members or things need to come around, I think it's important for us to at least get on a phone call and have introductory notes and things like that.
Yeah. The requirement is one meeting per year. And I believe that that's not even a requirement for a public meeting. It's just one regular meeting per year.
That's correct.
That's the minimum. Russ, go ahead.
Thanks, Duane. With respect to sort of keeping track of having had the discussions and thoughts that people expressed on the activities, it seemed like perhaps it would be good if there was if there were some record that was really indeed executive session record that was just available to RZERC members and the supporting staff, wherever or however that was going to be done. It seemed like a good thing to place there would be the notes and survey results that was placed earlier. So maybe that's something you and Mario and Steve can include in your discussion. If it's a good idea to hang on to executive session information, which is kind of what I think the survey and discussion was. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. We can certainly do that. We've got the materials, and we'll make sure to archive them in a way that they're preserved and can be shared with future RZERC members. Thanks. Okay, so I think on the proposal to suspend the meetings, I think for now we'll take that as agreed upon. But let's take to the list a quick discussion about, you know, how do we resume? Do we want to schedule something, a phone call for, as was suggested, maybe a phone call before the next the ICANN meeting in Puerto Rico, or just rely on the mailing list? We'll have that discussion there and move forward that way. And I think that also then addresses the next item on the agenda, which was selection of the next teleconference call. So I don't know, maybe that'll be a doodle poll or not, we'll see. Managed to fill up the whole hour. Any other last minute comments before we go for adjournment? Okay, thank you everyone for participating today, and we'll see you on the mailing list.
Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, all. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. This meeting has been adjourned. Please remember to disconnect all the remaining lines. Thank you.